Darlie Routier was accused of murdering her two sons, Damien and Devin. On June 6, 1996, Darlie was awoken by the cries from her son, Damien. Both had been stabbed. One stabbed half a dozen times, one stabbed twice. It was so dark that she did not see that she was hurt as well. She saw a man move through the kitchen, so she decided to follow him as he went to the garage. She stopped in the utility room and saw a knife and picked it up. And her husband heard her scream. He was upstairs sleeping with their infant son, Drake. He ran downstairs to find that his two sons had been stabbed to death. He called for help. By the time anyone arrived, the supposedly suspect was gone. Well, turns out 12 days later, they arrested Darlie for the murder of the two sons. They had no eyewitness or any confessions. They went off of evidence that there was no intruder and her wounds were self-indicated. Another example to help with them accusing her was, it was one of her son's birthday and she was found at their graves, basically dancing on their graves with happiness, spraying silly string everywhere. And it's just kind of like, your sons had just been killed, why are you so happy? That's just not normal. The crime took place in Rowlett, Texas at 2:31 a.m. Another thing is they lived in a very nice area, and there was really no motive for anyone to kind of break in and kill two kids and intentionally try to kill her. But some people said that there had been a dark car that had been seen quite some time before the crime was taking place, just strolling through the neighborhood and occasionally stopped at Routier's house. But the outcome of this case, Darlie Routier is currently on death row at the Mountain View Unit in Gatesville, Texas. She was charged for capital murder for one of her sons, Damien. She was not tried for the death of her other son, Devin. In my opinion, this case is so famous because some people think she's guilty, and there's a lot others that do not find her guilty. There's evidence to support both causes, but also I think she is, this case is so famous is because she is one of the six women sentenced to death in the state of Texas. Now, my question about this case would be, why was she only charged for murder for one son and not the other if they think she killed them in the first place?